I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Twisted Words by Molly Moore, read by Leo Di Luca. Lift up your skirt. Higher, higher. Come on, my love. Show me, I want to see. They all want to see. Don't make me wait. You know you want to, really. That shy little look doesn't work on me. I know that if I reached underneath your dress right now, I would find you dripping wet. No need to pretend with me, slut. Now do it, we are waiting. Open your eyes. Look at them, they are waiting for you. All these men here want to see your pussy. If I have to come over there and lift your skirt for you, you will be sorry, young lady. They have paid their money, slut, to see you. Have they paid for more than just a look, I hear you wondering? Well, only time will tell you that. That's it. Lift it. Stand with your legs apart. They want to see your cunt. And don't close your eyes again. I want to see you looking at them as they look at you. See, gentlemen, I told you she was a slut, and a good slut at that. Always wet, always ready, my perfect little whore. Turn round, slut. Let them see your perfect little ass. I am sure they will be delighted to see the bruises I left there earlier today. That's it. Raise it up higher. Hold it up around your waist. Now lean forward. Let them all see your wet little slit. I bet it's throbbing. I know you. Aching to be touched even as you moan in protest. Shall I show them how you come for me? Push my fingers into you as they watch? Would you like that, slut? Oh, I know you would. Or maybe I could choose one of them to help me. What do you think? Two lots of fingers probing you? Filling you? Fucking your holes? Oh yes, you like that idea. That little whimper gives you away every time. Although the glistening wetness between your thighs is quite a giveaway too. But then you never have been very good at hiding what a slut you are, have you? Come over here. I want to feel your wet pussy for myself. I could slide my cock straight into you, no need to spit this time. Look at you grinding down on my hand. What is it you want, slut? Come on, let me hear you ask for it. If you beg good enough, I might slip a finger into you. Is that what you want? That's right. Plead for it. Come on, you can do better than that. One finger not enough, I suppose. Hold your cunt open for me like the desperate little bitch you are. Did I say you could close your eyes? Look at them watching you getting your cunt fingered. Can you see them? The bulges in their trousers, caused by your little display of wantonness. They want to know what your cunt feels like. They are all imagining how it would feel wrapped round their hard cocks. Shall I tell them I can feel you squeezing my fingers, trying to get as much of them inside you as you can? I bet they would love to reach down and push a finger in too. Ah, yes. That's right, my little slut. Come on, then. Come on, my fingers. Let me feel you coming for me. I want your juices to gush all over my hand so I can wipe it on your face afterwards. Don't hold back now. Come now, do you hear me? I said now. That's right, just there. You love that little spot, don't you? Are you right on the edge? Now stop. No, not me. You control it. Don't you dare come now. You didn't come when I asked, and so you have missed your moment, my lovely. Did you hear my phone? That'll be my ride. They said if I was ready when they text, I could hitch a lift with them. Oh, don't pout now, and it's too late for begging. Look at my fingers. I shall be able to smell you all evening. I wonder if the other people will be able to smell you too. Now pull your skirt down, and if you are a good girl while I am gone, I will finish this little story when I get home. And maybe if you do as you are told, I just might carry on this time until you come. You will just have to wait and see, won't you? If you liked this, you can find more of Molly's amazing work at mollysdailykiss.com or hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.